USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden announced his nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the U.S. Supreme Court, elevating an African-American woman for the first time to a seat on the high court bench. Jackson says she hopes she can be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations.
In an update from Ukraine, the NATO Secretary General said the world will hold Russia and Belarus accountable for their actions in Ukraine. Russia would be seen as the aggressor and Belarus as the enabler. He also said this will not make Russia more respected but less throughout the world. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
China's space team has found something unusual on the moon, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coronavirus mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world, but scientists still don't know how it could affect the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than the original Omicron, and in rare cases can sicken people even if they've already had an Omicron infection. There is mixed research on whether it causes more severe disease, but vaccines appear to be just as effective against it. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The CDC says people getting the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should now consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of the 3 to 4 weeks previously recommended. CDC officials say they're reacting to research showing that the longer interval can provide more enduring protection. Research suggests that 12 to 64-year-olds, especially males 12 to 39, can benefit more from the longer spacing. They also say the longer wait may help diminish a current vaccination side effect, a form of heart inflammation called pericarditis, seen in many young men. The Major League Baseball Players Association is now offering a few more tweaks to its latest proposal, the fifth straight day of negotiations this week with Major League Baseball. But again, there's been no real progress on the biggest issues holding up a new collective bargaining agreement. The league said Wednesday that it will begin canceling regular season games if the sides cannot reach an agreement by Monday. Opening day was originally scheduled for March 31st. They met for under 4 hours yesterday at Roger Dean Stadium with no apparent progress on the issues such as competitive balance tax, minimum salary structure, salary arbitration, and revenue sharing or a pre-arbitration bonus pool. The union eased its proposals on draft penalties for losing teams, realizing that not all teams are tanking each year, and they narrowed their ask for first-year players to be awarded service time. As you get ready for your weekend, thanks for spending time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.